Yeah, time to catch up with Dr. Ava Pieko from the Bendigo Respiratory Clinic and to talk all things vaccines. Dr. Ava, good morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're very well, thank you. Now, listen, let me see if I've got this right now. if you've been born, you can have some sort of vaccine unless it's the one that you don't want, and then you can cancel it and wait for the one that you do want, assuming that's available, but it may not be, and then you have to go back to the other one. Is that sort of pretty clear now?
Yeah, I reckon that's about right.
It doesn't seem very straightforward, but all the information is there for people who do want to get vaccines. Have you seen an increase in take-up over the past few weeks?
Yeah, certainly. We've certainly seen a big increase in people booking in for Pfizer, which is great. What isn't so great is our supply, so that's been a bit tricky. But certainly an increase in people coming in to get their Pfizer vaccine. And even, I would say, a lot of people who are hesitant, who are over 60, coming in to get their AstraZeneca. So it's been nice to see that there's some people coming along for their first shot for AstraZeneca, knowing, okay, we've got to do something now. There's breakouts. You know, you've got two choices. You risk the side effects of the vaccine or you risk the side effects of the disease. And I know which one I'd take.
Yeah, there seems to be. Would you say that it's been far from clear, the rollout? Maybe I think we almost need a reset because there have been so many things coming over the week. And like Robert and I, we're sitting here, we're listening to it every day, and yourself obviously know better than us. But for some people, there's just so much information, and not all of it appears to be right. It's a tricky situation to find ourselves in, I would say.
Yeah, it's a really difficult situation because, you know, the line kept in the sand keeps shifting. The tide keeps coming in and out. And I think the one clear message, if you're eligible to be vaccinated, the best vaccine for you is probably the vaccine you can get now. They're both, you know, all the vaccines we've got available work well. We know they've got good efficacy. And I don't know if you've seen some of that stuff coming out of Sydney. There was something on the ABC, where one of the lung physicians interviewed some patients in hospital. It was just heartbreaking. Like, these young, fit people, so sick. You know, one bloke whose wife was in one hospital and his kids were in a different one. I thought, oh, my God, that would be so terrible. So it is very difficult. But I think that, you know, now that it's opened up, if you can get vaccinated, I'd certainly recommend that people do.
So you've got a pretty open system there, haven't you, at the Bendigo Respiratory Clinic, where you have it, the vaccination bookings are online, aren't they?
For Pfizer, we haven't had them online. For Pfizer, because we've got a very limited supply and because there were the restrictions, we didn't want, and because once we've drawn it up, we've got to use it all, we didn't want people who weren't eligible booking online and then turning up and then we've got spaces free. So at the moment, we're still by phone call. But as soon as we can guarantee some more doses, we will open that up to online. So I'd say within the next week or so, we'd be opening up to online for Pfizer, and it's online for AstraZeneca.
Yeah, I know. I just actually brought my second jab forward the other day, and it's such an easy process. I mean, obviously, I'm just old enough for the AstraZeneca, only just.
Yeah. Hey.
You can see the bird tweeting. Hey. Even the bird tweeting in the background didn't believe you. That time.
Hey, don't slip on that sarcasm you're dripping there, Dr. Ava. But anyway, the system is absolute piece of cake, even for an old Luddite like me. So it's terrific stuff. Yeah.
So certainly get online and book your AstraZeneca's or ring out the staff. Just be patient because we're getting a lot of phone calls. But the staff try their best to make it work. We want you to be vaccinated. So anything we can do to make it easy for you, we're happy to do so. And for those people with their second shot, you can move it forward or backwards. There's wriggle room in there. So if you need to, and even with the Pfizer, we can move it back. One thing we do ask of people, we're finding a lot of people are booking with us, but then also booking elsewhere. Might be with their GP or it might be with Bendigo Health. Whoever you've booked for, if you've booked more than one appointment, if you can't make it, please let us know, because then somebody else is missing out.
Yeah, sound advice for sure. Dr. Ava, thanks for that. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
My pleasure.
All the very best.
Thank you.